100 years ago.
Our head is almost certainly the portrait of an Oni, but it's not at all obvious how such a portrait would have been used. It was clearly not meant to stand on its own, so it might well have been mounted on a wooden body, and there's what looks like a nail hole at the neck that could have been used to attach it. It's been suggested that it might have been carried in processions, or that in certain ceremonies it could have stood in for an absent or even for a dead Oni. Around the mouth, there are a series of small holes. Again, we can't be quite certain what these are for, but they were possibly used to attach a beaded veil that would hide the mouth and the lower part of the face. And we know that the Oni today still covers his face completely on some ritual occasions, a powerful marker of his distinct status as a person apart, not like other human beings. And astonishingly, our sculpture suggests this dual nature, an Oni who is a man, and also something more. Ben Okri again.
This is not just sculpting as a representation. I think it's really important to understand that. This is not just, this is what a certain person or a certain king looked like. This is more than that. This is kingship in its ritual aspect. This is kingship in its relationship with divinity. This is kingship in the relationship with the centrality of the myths of a tribe and of a people. This is kingship as an embodiment of the mysterious power of a people.